Can the FBI send poison through email? Why can't I put a fork in the toaster? What don't they want me to find? All these questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Live! Hey, everybody, how's it going? We are coming at you. It's a paranormal day. It's Tuesday. And if you haven't listened to this show before, we are a comedy podcast where every week we investigate the paranormal. Mm-hmm, and we come to a conclusion at the end of our episode whether or not the paranormal entity or tale that we have investigated is true or false. Yeah. I'm your host for today, Rory Magic Powers, joined by my co-host and paranormal professional pal, Kit Greer. How you doing, Kit?
Doing great. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually really excited about the case that we're looking into today because it's... You know, this is called, it's called This Paranormal Life. Yeah. All right, folks, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna hide behind that fact anymore. Listen.
Hell no. You know.
We're paranormal and proud, everyone.
Exactly. We wear that pee on our chests. But it's time to shed the pee and don the sea, because this week we're looking at a conspiracy.
Oh, shit.
Because what's more paranormal than a group of old white men running the world? Huh? That's pretty freaking weird
to me. It's definitely weird. We've definitely had just a goddamn treasure trove of suggestions from people to our email address, thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com, over the years of various conspiracies. And yet you're right, we've kind of shied away from it. We've not really covered that many of them.
And I'm so proud, as you said, that after all of these emails have finally come in to look at them and say, off, I found a different one and I'm going to do this one. So your suggestions were very, I'm grateful for them, but stop, they're irrelevant.
Yeah.
I'm the professional. I'm the P. Okay, can I make that any more clear?
Though we said P was paranormal.
Right, sorry. I'm the professional.
Yeah.
P. Wait, no, I'm the P, normal investigator? I'm confused.
I thought C was conspiracy.
Shit! Is it H in here? Oh my god. Oh my god.
I just admitted to being a conspiracy of myself.
All right, let's get this S started. That was show, not shit, by the way. I'm going to stop using S's to say words.
I'm not
because...
scared of saying shit. I'll say it if I want. Scared of saying show.
This is getting very C for confusing, not conspiracy. All right, let's get S started. The date is the 4th of January. J. I meant. Perfect. The date is the 4th of January, 2012. We're on a little website called 4chan. All right. On this site, a random user posted an image under the /random board. This picture was written text, and it had the following message. It said...
Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us. We look forward to meeting the few that will make it all the way through. Good luck.
The message was signed 3301. I mean, cool, right?
Pretty darn cool.
Paranormal investigators like us, you know, when there's a challenge posed in front of us, I gotta follow it. I gotta follow that treasure map.
That's right.
Whether it's found as a physical map or an internet treasure hunt like this.
The problem for me is that I see those things. I get really excited. I go, wow, a secret cabal of global intelligence that I could be a part of. Unfortunately, I was cursed with a shit brain and right. I'm never smart enough for these puzzles, but I do try them all.
That's a shame. Like, very few of these puzzles are measured on how passionate you are for solving them. Yeah,
almost none.
It's not just like who has the heart to follow us.
Yeah,
it's always like, are you good at math and shit?
Yeah,
which neither of us are very good at.
Yeah, and actually, most people who are leaders in their field don't just have heart. You know, people will talk a lot about even fictional figures such as Captain America, that he's full of heart and courage and bravery.
Yeah.
But he's also 6'5" and jacked and has superhuman abilities. So the heart actually comes pretty far down the list.
Yeah. Neil Armstrong wasn't just the man who wanted to go to the moon the most.
No.
Like, he was a super highly intelligent, fully trained astronaut.
Yeah, with decades of service in NASA.
Just line people up and be like, which one of you son of the bitches wants to go to the moon? And, you know, someone was like, yeah, I think I'd really like to go. I think I'd love it. And Neil's like, I'll die right here on this spot to go to that moon.
I was like, well, Neil, your proposition sounds great, but there's actually an infant over here who's straight up crying over the fact that they can't go to the moon. So I frankly think this child is the one for the job.
Neil drop kicks him. If that proves anything, it proves that I am worthy. All right, I'm scared he's going to do this to more children on Earth.
So we need to put it where there are no children. No children at all. It's the ultimate child crime sentence.
While on the surface, this message didn't seem like anything serious, it was about to kickstart an internet-wide conspiracy.
Huh.
You see, kid, if you downloaded the image that was posted and opened it in a text editor, a code could be deciphered, which revealed a hyperlink to a new picture, which when examined, led to the address of a secret subreddit, which...
Okay, right off the bat, this is throwing into speculation the tier of conspiracy that's going on here, because... this potential international cabal of intelligence operatives.
Yes.
They use subreddit and 4chan primarily.
It's, you know, you're talking to the people on the level at which they are accustomed to.
I get it.
If you're looking for people, smart people in the everyday world, you're going to say, hey, let's meet at Starbucks. Let's talk about your job. You're not going to be like, okay, meet me at the Freemasonry sacrificial chambers.
Fair.
You build to that. Once you've got your lattes, you'll take the... bus.
Like, you're not going to send them a hyperlink to a CIA chat room?
No.
No. Fair. That's fair, actually.
Well, we're already going to get weirder, because on the secret subreddit, it talked about an old book named The Mabinogion, which when read alongside a provided code, revealed a phone number.
Just a phone number?
Well, because of the complexity of the puzzle, people are already becoming obsessed with this challenge.
Hmm.
And before you know it, rumors start to fly around about who or what exactly is 3301. Some people believed it was a private organization looking for new members. Others thought it was top levels of government looking for cryptology specialists for code breaking.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Others thought it could even be a way into a shady, Illuminati-style organization who run the world from the shadows. The only way to find out was to call that number.
Very true.
When the few who had made it this far called the number, they were met with this message.
Very good. You have done well. There are three prime numbers associated with the original final .jpg image. 3301 is one of them. You will have to find the other two. Multiply all three of these numbers together and add a .com on the end to find the next step. Good luck. Goodbye.
Interesting.
It is quite interesting. Maybe not the, you know, the X of the treasure that people were looking for.
No, it seems like the puzzle's still going. They're trying to weed out the competition a little further.
Exactly. And as we know, the original post that they're referring to, that original JPEG, only had one number, 3301, which was the signature. But people discovered the two missing prime numbers that the message referred to was the picture's width and height. The dimensions of the image itself.
Yeah, it's thinking outside the box, all right.
After solving this mystery and following onward to the URL, the few people that made it this far were greeted by two things. A picture of a cicada and a countdown.
Oh, shit.
Creepy, right?
This is some Lost shit. This is dope.
It's freaky. It was really freaky when I saw the images of the website. To start, do you know what a cicada is?
It's a bug, right?
It's a bug.
It's the noisy bug that you hear in Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that's...
because we don't have them here, do we?
I don't believe so. So for those of you who don't listen at home, I included a brief description. A cicada is a bug that in its youth buries itself underground, where it feeds and tunnels for up to 17 years.
Holy shit.
Before it emerges as an adult.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I have a lot more respect.
Also, all of the bugs in one location are developmentally synchronized, meaning they all emerge as adults at the same time.
Wow.
Like, you could
nuts.
See how as like a underground organization, you would pick the cicada to be like, that's us, man. Like, we as infants bury ourselves. We create these communities. We're all developmentally linked. And then at the moment of strike, we rise from the dirt.
To make noise at night.
We are noisy as shit. We will light up the forest with our many buggy voices. I can see that.
And generally create a peaceful nighttime atmosphere that people will load up YouTube playlists of whenever they feel lonely.
Lo-fi cicada beats to study to. It's not the worst. Like,
hey, it's a pretty good mascot. As far as a shady organization goes.
Because, like, people already have spiders. Spider-Man.
Yep.
He's got the spiders on lockdown. Bats, Batman.
What you need, if you're an organization, is you need, like, a creature that works together.
Yeah.
Some sort of creature that wears a goddamn suit and tie and spends its days undermining international governments.
But not one that's, like, lame, like a worm. Like, you don't want your organization symbol to be a worm. Like, we are the worms. Worm 3301.
We are the bumblebees. We work together.
We may appear soft and cuddly. And yes, we make sweet, delicious honey. One attempt at stinging will take our own lives.
Yes, our brains are the size of raisins.
Yeah, there's a delicate balance of what animal you pick.
I mean, as a side note, cicadas mostly good, but they also, when they emerge as adults, only have 4 weeks to have sex until they die.
That's a really bad hibernation to life ratio.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Awful. 17 years to what, 4 weeks?
Because if all you're going to do when you get out of the dirt is try and have as much sex as possible, are you just spending like 17 years in the ground trying to get as jacked and handsome as possible, so when you emerge you're like, I'm ready?
It's pretty much the attitude of like a really stupid bro at college.
Yeah,
it's like he's like, I'm gonna live fast and I'm gonna die young, I'm gonna party till I die. It's like, you've been a baby until you were 18. You've just been let loose and now you're gonna drink until you die? Are you kidding me?
He's part of the fraternity Alpha Omega Cicada. The bros that spent 17 years as a baby and now come out ready to rage. I'm gonna go ahead and say, overall, cool bug. Cool bug as a mascot.
Yeah, as far as bugs go, pretty darn cool.
Yeah. Well, when the ominous countdown ended, viewers weren't met with a congratulations or an invitation to join this secret organization.
Of course not.
But instead, a list of strange coordinates. 14 different locations all across the world. We're talking North America, Europe, Asia.
All the big continents.
All the biggies. So it seemed like the next step was flying to one of these locations.
Holy crap. So it's getting physical.
Yeah.
So this has gone from being just like a little 4chan, little circle jerk, little weeby nerd weekend activity to being a borderline Da Vinci Code level hunt.
Yeah, I guess maybe this is where it becomes about passion. It's like, all right, we know you've got a big old nerd brain.
Yeah.
But do you have a fat wallet where you can...
I was going to say, <'cause>... it's mostly about financial mobility.
Yeah, because either you're born close to one of these locations or you believe in this so naively that you're ready to just fly blindly to any one of these locations all over the world.
Yeah.
Are you out at this point? Do you think you could make it this far?
What if I was in it?
If you were in it and it's like, you got to go to Singapore.
Well, like I said, I'm pretty stupid, so I think I would have most trouble with the first puzzles. If I got this far, I might feel pretty emotionally invested in doing it. Singapore is pretty far away, though. I'd like to think I'd be up for it. I think if I was in the chat room talking to other people and like there was a real buzz about this thing, I might be pretty tempted. What about you?
I'd probably be in the same boat. Because I think even if I was like one-on-one WhatsApping with Cicada, and they're just like,
congratulations, you've made it very deep into our puzzle. You are clearly the brightest of the bright.
Mm. And I'm like, thank you so much, my secret tunneling bug sex-addicted overlords. I will serve you until the light in the sky fades. I will never end my quest of knowledge and the pursuit to join this incredible organization. They're like,
great to hear. Next year, you must travel. You must travel to Southeast Asia.
Man, I thought this was like a... I thought it was going to be like another online thing.
You said you would help us until the sun died.
I know, but I thought it was like... Sure.
That's an incredibly elaborate metaphor for your dedication.
I just assumed the next one, because you've done like, you know, a Reddit puzzle and then like a book code. So I figured, you know, I'll do the next forum or whatever it was.
It will take all of your worldly possessions. May even take your life.
I don't know. I started piano lessons like 3 weeks ago.
Piano lessons.
To throw all that away seems a bit
Jesus
wild.
Christ.
What is this? What do y'all do? What does it rhyme with?
If we throw in piano lessons in Singapore, will you come? You said piano was the hinge. What can we possibly offer you that would make you accept?
It's so obviously not wanting to go.
Yeah. Well, the people who thought that this was truly the master test for an Illuminati-style organization weren't about to give up now. And a number of them actually traveled to these locations on the map.
Whoa.
The puzzle solvers showed up, lost, confused. They had no idea what they were even looking for.
No.
But at every single location was a sheet of white paper with the printed insignia of the cicada.
Is that it? Holy shit, would you be annoyed.
Below the insignia was a QR code that, when scanned, led to an image that contained a riddle that went to a book until finally...
I bet it's not finally as well.
Until finally, they reached the next clue that led to a riddle that led to a Reddit.
I feel like some of these steps aren't even hard. They're just steps. Like a QR code, at that point, you could just write the information. Everyone knows what a QR code is.
Also, you sent this dude all the way to Singapore to scan a QR code.
Like, you know.
You would have been so... pissed if you were like, listen, Mike, I'm not gonna be able to make my piano lessons actually for the next 6 months, dude. I'm giving it up. I'm joining Cicada. You get on that flight, you fly over to the you think there's gonna be a guy in a robe with like a chalice for you to drink but you don't know that you're on Main Street in Singapore, where there's just a printout of a cicada and a QR code.
At this point, you check the group chat on WhatsApp, by the way, and like six of the guys were like, oh, guys, you don't need to travel. We'll just take a photo for you. Here's the QR code. And you're like, well, fuck.
Well, the list of puzzles from the QR code onward ended up at another website. But this is where our story takes a strange turn, Kit.
Oh.
You see, obviously, through this test, there's been a select few people who are solving all the riddles, and the answers are leaking online for the rest of the idiots and sheeple to follow. So when this website was discovered, everyone typed in the address and headed over to find the next clue. But the website was shut down. And all that remained was the message.
We want the best, not the followers.
Oh, I see.
After this website, the very few remaining who had managed to make it through were left with one final challenge that, when completed, would land them at the finish line. And possible entry into the secret organization named Cicada. So I know what you're thinking. What was this final challenge? Well, after a month of silence, there was a new post on the subreddit. It said,
hello. We have now found the individuals we sought. Thus, our month-long journey ends. For now.
Thoughts?
We would like to extend an offer to the candidates, an area manager post at Wendy's, $19,000 per annum. Only the best of the best can work at Wendy's.
It's like,
we will now start our new search for only the best janitors in the world.
But they haven't changed the quiz at all. So it's like,
inside this message is hidden 5 prime numbers.
It's like, we don't know this. I thought this was going to be about cleaning shit.
No, stick with the puzzle. We've included mops and buckets later down the line.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm definitely thrown off by the fact that they're using such popular mediums such as 4chan, Reddit, QR codes.
That's fair.
.coms. I mean, at least do a .ch for Switzerland. Yeah, it definitely makes it seem somehow more amateur.
Yeah.
Like it could be a private organization of hackers, for example, rather than a state-run institution, something like that.
I could see that.
But it's a pretty broad spectrum of what we're going for here. I mean, at the same time, I don't want to downplay it because this is now international. They've gone to multiple countries. It's not just one person pranking them.
Yeah,
It's at least five people pranking them.
It's definitely, if it is an independent group, they're very spread out. And there's probably a high number of them, at the very least.
It definitely does strike you as kind of like a viral hiring campaign. Like, that's why I joke that I almost could imagine it being for some, even something to do with government.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm right in saying that during the war, to hire code breakers for the war effort, I think they did actually put out puzzles in the British newspapers and things like that, because they were trying to find people who maybe hadn't been trained in code breaking, but they were like, we need every brilliant mind we can get to try and break the Enigma code that the Germans were using. So this could be just a way of finding the brightest and best, because you can't just go to monster.com or Indeed and find like some ultra genius.
Absolutely. You have to put up a freaking Reddit post that says, would you
go straight to 4chan? I forgot it was on 4chan. I take back a lot of what I just said.
I also love the idea of like a super high up, like 55-year-old military professional who has fought in wars.
By the way, killed man.
Posting a video on 4chan that's like,
would you like to join Daddy Long Legs 418? A select group of special hackers.
He's like, this is horse shit.
Just him like sitting there and he's like, I've used Facebook before. I can definitely work out 4chan. Oh, Jesus. So I'm posting it in /random. Who will see that though? Is this post public? Keith, can you help? Did you post on 4chan?
It's like, sir, you signed it Colonel Matherson. You can't use your name.
Can I delete that?
Change it to Colonel Daddy Longlegs. That's still Colonel. They'll know you're from the military. Well, unfortunately, I don't have the damn time, frankly, or care to talk about everything that happened with Cicada 3301.
Sure. I mean, it took a damn month. We don't have that.
Yeah. If you do want to know everything, there is a fantastic video on YouTube called Cicada 3301, An Internet Mystery.
Cool.
Which is very well produced, has a lot of the facts. But there is something else that I definitely should mention. Over the next few years, two more messages were actually posted by Cicada on the hunt for intelligent individuals. We're looking at the same thing again. More codes, more deciphering. But this time, one trail led to a strange book named Liber Primus.
Okay.
Which is Latin for the first book. This whole book was written in a runic alphabet, and to this day, it largely remains undeciphered.
Oh.
But what has been translated has been compared to the dark manifestos of a cult.
Oh.
So, it's believed that the Liber Primus was actually written by Cicada.
Yeah.
And it's this massive book. I don't remember the ratio, but I think it's like 14 pages maybe have been translated, and there's like 50 something that remain completely untranslated.
Okay, so this is some kind of manifesto of the Cicada potentially cult?
Yeah, and some of it is really strange. Like, you can go online and see the pages that have been translated, but some of it, like one page reads, most things are not worth preserving. There is nothing to be right about. To belong is death.
Jesus,
like,
man.
A lot of genuinely creepy stuff that I don't know why you necessarily needed the most intellectual people on Earth. Because if you're, like, hiring or trying to get people on board for a cult, something we've never done before.
No, we have absolutely no experience with.
We've got people on board for a commune before. Yeah. You know, you're not going to look at the most intelligent individuals in the world. You're going to look at, you know, people who listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
you know?
You're going to pick impressionable...
Dum-dums.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Well, I'm glad you said it. I didn't want to say it.
Because they're the ones that are going to join the cult. Yep. Commune. They're going to join the commune, you know, because they're, as you said, they're impressionable dum-dums
yep.
that you said. So it seems weird that they're going over after the most intellectual people.
The fact that it's in a runic alphabet, that it references Latin, this throws us a little bit further back in that like Da Vinci Code level hunt.
Yeah.
It's definitely a bit more archaic. And then it sort of elicits all kind of thoughts about like ancient secret societies. It sounds a little bit like something like the stonemasons might do.
Right.
You know, information passed on through generations only to be held by select committees of the most elite. And that definitely gives it a creepier vibe because suddenly this is less about we want to find the best people for a job. You know, we're trying to hack a goddamn Russian state server. We need the best and brightest to do that. And now it's more about we have select information that only the best can be entrusted with.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, what is that information? It seems to be kind of cryptic stuff about, I don't know, annihilation and how society said something there about to fit in is death.
It said to belong is death.
To belong is death. Okay.
Which is kind of weird because the cicada literally belongs for its whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It is the least independent bug, I think,
of all
of my... It's
not very nomadic or anything. No.
It literally stays with everyone, does the same thing as everyone, and then emerges, tries to have sex, and inevitably dies with everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be like more of a renegade, I would go for like maybe an ant. No, not an ant. They're even bigger cowards than cicadas. What is the most rebellious goddamn insect beast of the insect world?
Of the insect world?
Insect world.
I think a praying mantis.
Yeah.
That thing does not belong anywhere. I think their whole thing is like even the female, it has sex with the male and then like eats his head, I think. Just kills him instantly.
Cool.
That's kind of how they get on. Also, they look evil as shit.
Yeah, but they get you on board by like, oh, I'm like, don't hurt me. I'm just a praying mantis. Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father in heaven, please don't. Yeah! And then they'll like triple backflip, like decapitate you completely. Yeah. And it's that anime thing where it goes... And you think you're fine.
You think you're okay.
And then your head starts sliding to one side.
Off. Yeah. That's right. Big old diagonal slice.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd go for that. The praying mantises. Or manti? The praying manti.
Don't know. So lots of different layers to this.
Cicada, the official organization, have posted more messages since then. But it seems like whatever people need to move to the next step or get further into this organization... The information is in the Liber Primus, but no one can decipher it. And we're talking like people who spent years trying to crack this code. I mean, you can go online. All the pages have been scanned and leaked from the book.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just pages and pages that no one can decipher the code. So no one really knows what either the secrets of the organization are or what the next step is to lead you further into the organization.
This sort of seems tricky as well because... I think there's like a two-factored issue with solving the Liber Primus, where potentially the people who are most invested and who have the time to spend in trying to crack this code probably aren't like professional cryptologists and people that break codes. Like, I feel like, yeah, the people who could do this aren't on the case.
Which is ridiculous, frankly, if you ask me. I mean, as humans, our priorities are all in whack. You know, you got so many people making the new iPhone. You got so many people working on renewable energy.
Working on pie-in-the-sky notions such as climate change when we've got...
We have the Liber Primus.
We have the Liber Primus.
In our possession, folks.
Which we have wanted for a long time, can
exactly.
I say.
Exactly. Do I have to restate the struggles that we went through? The puzzle led to a book. The book led to a subreddit. Folks, we have the end game. We have the answers. But people are building wind farms, solar panels. They're fighting each other with nuclear weapons. When we should have every man, woman, and child studying runic alphabets from morning until the sun in the sky dies which I referenced earlier, I think, in this story, in pursuit of the ultimate truth, which I believe is the Liber Primus.
I really believe that in our lifetime, the Liber Primus will actually replace the King James Bible as being the book that is in every hotel drawer.
Of course, like they will recite it at schools in the morning,
yeah.
You know, pledging allegiance to the flag. Mm-hmm. No, people will salute a JPEG of the cicada. They will recite
JPEG.
They will salute a QR code stapled to the wall and pledge allegiance to cicada, the ultimate brain.
And these copies of the Liber Primus will not have to be translated to English because everyone will know the runic alphabet at that point.
Exactly.
It will be the first language of a glorious new utopia.
I can't wait to know what the incredible truth is for the book.
Yeah.
Even if it was like, teach everyone runic.
Yeah.
And we do that and we're like, oh my God, we all save like 20 minutes a day because runic is easier to speak than English.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, it's like, hey, want to know how to solve world hunger?
Mm-hmm.
And you turn the page and it just says in runic, eat this book. And you're like, what? And you start eating the book and you realize they've created some sort of wafer thin nutritional paper that can sustain human life for 100 years.
All of these could be true.
It's incredible, but we'll never know because people won't get off their asses. Stop going to space to look for the answers because the answers are in an old book that I found on 4chan. All right?
Put that on my tombstone.
My cicada insignia to tombstone.
I thought you were going to say the answer to world hunger, eat cicadas.
We all know that they're developmentally linked. So frickin' just put a net over the ground when those bastards pop up to bang. You know, you're eating for months, really.
That's right.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow, what a journey. We've been through many, many leads from the internet. We've gone to all these locations across the world. There's so many other loose ends that I won't talk about, like people online who allegedly made it into Cicada, who have tried to divulge what the organization was. But essentially, there's no way to guarantee anyone or any one of those people were actually telling the truth. Because there's no way to verify it, obviously.
Yeah, there's no like unanimous agreement on any one person who's managed to solve the puzzle through to the very end.
The one cool thing was that every post that Cicada used or posted used a PGP signature, which is an authentication code that could verify that it was an authentic message.
Ah.
So at least we knew that everything coming from Cicada was from Cicada.
That's pretty interesting,
yeah.
Actually.
So it wasn't like a splint. It wasn't people trying to hijack the story or anything. These were all authentic posts,
because
which is quite cool.
Because I quickly could have descended into the final test for Cicada 3301 is to debit $200 into the following bank account.
Exactly. Prove your loyalty with money. yeah, that could have easily happened.
Yeah.
But luckily we had the authentication code, so everything was just fine. unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our story, Cicada 3301, incredible online mystery.
Kind of unsolved.
It is unsolved. It's ongoing. As we said, the next step and the final answer is here. It's in the Liber Primus. We're just waiting for a brain big enough to be able to decipher this runic alphabet.
Holy shit. So if there is someone out there in the paranormal commune who has, they think they have the heart, they have the balls, they have the gall in order to solve this once and for all.
Wow, that was rhyming.
Look into this.
Yeah. I just realized that I can just show you some cool pages from the Liber Primus, which I haven't done yet.
Dope.
Yeah, we should post these on social or on the Paranormal Patreon.
Yeah, if see if anyone can crack the code.
If you scroll down this page, you can see some of the translated pages already.
Oh, so this is all translated. So the words to the side are translated?
Yeah, the words to the side are the translated words.
Cool. So right off the bat, this book, I mean, it looks like some shit from Lord of the Rings. It's that like archaic looking.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to read some of what it says on the side. Believe nothing from this book. So right off the bat.
I wish you hadn't started there.
They're telling us what's what here. Accept what you know to be true.
Okay.
Test the knowledge. Find your truth. Experience your death.
Whoa.
Do not...
Took a turn.
Do not edit or change this book or the message contained within. It also says do 4 unreasonable things each day.
Wait, do 4 unreasonable things? What constitutes unreasonable?
Like, not good anyway.
Yeah, that sounds bad,
so
right?
So that's like kicking a homeless guy's like jar of change over in the street or something. That's completely unreasonable.
Yeah, because unreasonable doesn't suggest like, it's not saying like do something out of your comfort zone every day.
No.
It's like
no.
Do something frowned upon by society yes. every day. That's yes. not good. That's not good advice.
Jesus. So, we won't read it all out, but there is quite a lot that has been translated. But then this article goes on to list all the pages which have not been translated just yet. But yeah, it reads like a weird little like ancient text. There's all sorts of diagrams. There's a man lying on what looks like to be dead. There's 2 twin women standing side by side alongside some cicadas.
Well, that about leads us to our conclusion, Kit.
Sure.
That's the last clue in this treasure hunt of a story. It's time for our final step, conclusions. What are your thoughts?
Kind of a new precedent here. We haven't really covered that many conspiracies before. This is something that pretty much isn't paranormal. We don't get to talk about that.
It's true.
But I suppose what we're trying to work out is whether this is a hoax or not.
Yeah.
Whether this is real. I don't know. Do I feel like the last step of this puzzle that we've seen so far is a little disappointing? Maybe that text, like what has been translated, doesn't seem to be that earth-shattering.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool, but like I even looking at that, I can't imagine that the, you know, 30 missing pages are going to say something that's going to change the world now.
I kind of look at it as like the Scientology thing, where it's like the deeper you get into Scientology, they'll like tell you more of the secrets, but it's like, what are you going to say with like a human mouth?
Yeah.
That's going to be worth the time
yeah.
and effort you've put in to get that far.
Yeah.
It's just going to be more secrets or yeah. like babbling or like legends or stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in Scientology. So you've got your elder, someone who is like Theta 33 or whatever the fuck they call them.
Sure.
And they are like, soon, Rory, you will be able to hold within your heart the truths of Theta 32.
Yeah.
But until this point, I can't utter a word of it. And when you hear it, you will know boundless power.
Right.
But then you're like, well, you know it. And you drive a Honda
yeah.
and eat a packed lunch every day. So like, how much is it going to change my life?
Yeah, how earth-shattering is it?
Yeah.
Like you're wearing Nikes right now. Like you're a normal
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like I wear Nikes, you wear Nikes. We're the same on that way.
Exactly.
The whole thing, the whole point of Jesus as a entity, as a phenomenon, is that he came to Earth supposedly and he was like, yo, I'm from upstairs. My dad made everything. I know everything that's going to happen, anything that has happened. I know every universal truth. Everyone was like, right, well, how do we know? And then he walked on water, turned water into wine. Lots of water-based things, actually.
Yeah.
I
think he like made water balloons, like just in his hands.
Pelted them at people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sinners, mostly. With cured, holy water.
Cured the sick, things like that.
With water.
impossible.
Right.
And then people went, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You must be telling the truth because you obviously do have some untapped power that we all want. So then they all followed him around. But like, I just think if you have uncovered some sort of deep universal truth or some sort of next level of human understanding, you're still posting on 4chan though.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like the undeciphered pages of that runic text, unless they are literally a spell that I can recite and flames will appear in my hands. You know, I don't know what it's going to be that's going to be so earth-shattering.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be so far from the translations, just cryptic messages about life and truth and death. I guess if you had to come down on a conclusion on whether or not this is a super secret, shady, Illuminati-style organization, or, I mean, not to do any disservice or insult them, but maybe just a independent group of underground, kind of like cyber warrior hackers.
I think, to keep in theme with our previous episodes, I think the cyber hacker underground teens are a no.
Yes, I think that's definitely the no on this new structured episode.
And in that theme, this is a no.
Yeah. If our conclusion for the regular show is this paranormal? I guess this is this a conspiracy?
Right.
And I don't think this is a conspiracy.
No, I don't think it's classified.
Or linked to any form of conspiracy.
I don't even think it's a real secret society necessarily.
I don't know. Well,
I guess it could be.
Yeah, I don't know what really constitutes a secret society that would fall into conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because like, it probably is a secret society of super intelligent cryptologists that live all over the world that probably met on the dark web or something and set up this elaborate challenge. But I don't necessarily think there's anything sinister behind it.
Right. They're not conspiring to do anything.
Yeah. They don't have like their puppet strings on like world leaders all over the globe. They seem pretty harmless. But hell, if you're out there and you listen to this podcast, throw us at least one free entry. I was researching this thing for like 3 hours and I don't know how long it took to solve all that puzzle bullcrap. But I think it's probably in the same ballpark.
At least throw me a Dogecoin or whatever you guys trade with.
Or the freaking runic code to decipher that bish. I'll be the first one.
I like the idea of us being like, I think this is bullshit. There's nothing really in here. And then it's like, oh, did you read this page about the stock markets? It's like, oh, what was that? Shit.
Or we're just like, this is absolute bullcrap. Cicada is not real. We wake up tomorrow with like, our podcast has been pulled from Apple, iTunes. We're off SoundCloud. Like, what? Our Patreon's down.
Our, like, podcast art, the Patreon art is all just cicadas everywhere.
Can't be. We phone up, like, the customer support to see if we can get the podcast back online. And we just hear,
you picked the wrong bug to mess with. 3301.
They're all in on it. Yeah, I think it's a double no this week.
Double no this week.
But damn, that was a fun one. I enjoyed that conspiracy one. And hopefully you did too. If you want to hear us do more conspiracy stories on the podcast, let us know how you enjoyed this one by emailing us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com, where you can even suggest some of your own conspiracy stories that you would like us to investigate. As this episode is being recorded right now, Cicada have not listened, which means our Patreon is still up.
Touch wood, yeah. So yeah. We know they're not listening live.
Which is great, because that would mean they're in the room somewhere, which is pretty damn creepy.
I'd be Cicada, which would really be a turn of events.
I'm a sleeper agent. I've been asleep for 17 years. I wake up, self-sabotage, and try and bang the nearest thing. So it just means that our Patreon could go down at any second, folks. That means this is your last chance for merch, bonus episodes, shout outs on the show. So get involved before Cicada shut us down. But until then, while the website is up, if you have supported us for as little as $2, what we like to do is give you a special shout out right here on the podcast. So thank you to
CC Burns.
Ah, it burns. Throw some of that CC water on me! Ah! I know I should have brought some sunscreen to the beach!
Okay, here's some CC water. Little did you know, CC water is nothing like seawater. CC water is 100 degrees, it's boiling, actually.
Thank you, CC, for your contribution to the This Paranormal Life Patreon. You have calmed my burns. My burns of the heart.
Thank you also to David Drewy.
Well, if it isn't Sakavid David, head of the organization, don't pretend like you're not David. I know in your big old noggin you hold all everything we need to decipher the remaining pages of the Liber Primus. So hand it over.
We'll get it out there one way or another. We have to cut your head open and extract Liber Primus runes.
That's a little intense. I think we need to find a way to get it out of his brain,
right,
without removing his ability to stay on the Patreon.
Oh.
Right.
That's actually pretty important.
Yeah, because Cicada's coming after us and we need every last dollar bill to fund a very expensive flight every other day to a new city across the world until we can lose the trail.
All sorts of experts are telling us that if we just log off the internet, they can't track us.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that. I'm addicted to socials.
Exactly.
On every platform. They'll never get me to log off.
We travel all the way across the world to the Great Wall of China to try and lose the scent. And as soon as I get off that plane, I'm doing a selfie going #landed, #China.
Also, we're going to the world's most famous tourist hotspots. Like, they're telling us to go to remote locations. We go to the Eiffel Tower, the Great Wall of China.
Of course.
The Empire State Building.
If we're going to the country, I want to see the hot spots, you know? But thank you, David, for your support.
Thank you also to Christopher Todd. That's right, the man with the bod, Christopher Todd. A lot of people think to get a bod like that, you got to put in a lot of hard work, a lot of hours down at the gym.
Yeah.
Chris worked out that actually you can get pretty good results by simply burrowing into the earth for 16 to 17 years.
Absolutely.
Your muscles just take on a very earthy and jacked tone when you finally emerge just full of sexual energy.
The compression of the dirt really that deep and that close to the mantle of the earth really just gives you that lean muscular body that Hot Bod Todd has taken 17 years to perfect. Now he has emerged. He has taken a quick break to pledge to us on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And now I assume he's going on some sort of sex-ravaged adventure very briefly before he obviously caves up and dies.
Yeah, because you do not live long if you do that.
Yeah, and also I don't think he has eyes because he was underground for 17 years.
Yeah,
he's got a smoking hot bod, but he's blind.
Yeah.
He doesn't really breathe oxygen.
No.
So he's dying slowly. So, but best of luck to you, sir. You got great abs.
He's more bug than man. Thank you also to J.R. Glass.
Jay, I don't need an hourglass to keep track of your support because it's nonstop and it's endless and I don't know how to read an hourglass. It doesn't make any sense to me. What is it?
It's extremely straightforward.
Is it sand? Am I supposed to count the grains of sand?
No.
Every grain is a minute or some shit?
All right. Whenever the sand is gone...
Right. It starts.
That's it over. So that's the amount of time gone.
Gone. Right, okay. And how do I know when it's over?
Because there's sand.
But people flip it in the shows.
So you flip it when you want to start it?
All right, so, Jesus.
Getting really flustered.
All right, so the thing's in the box. I've bought the thing, all right? I take it out of the box. I leave it in the box.
Take it out of the box.
Jesus Christ. I've been doing this wrong. I've been
flipping. You left it in the box? You couldn't even see the hourglass? You were just looking at the picture. The picture on the front.
This makes sense to me now, because I've been flipping the box and looking at the picture.
But
and
it
nothing
never changes.
Yeah, okay. I understand now. Apologies. All right. I think actually an hourglass would really come in handy to measure a lot of things in life. Like your support, which is endless. So thank you.
Thank you also to Alex Lynch.
A.K.A. Alexander Flinch. Just like myself, he was dishonorably discharged from the front line of the army because you do not want a gun in this man's hands. I mean, the slightest thing, he flinches.
Yeah.
You know, you just walk into the barracks, you'd be like, hey, Alex, oh! He's firing wildly into the sky.
Yeah.
He's got an itchy trigger finger. He wants to kill. I once just gave him a friendly nod, and he didn't even have a gun in his hand. Mm-hmm. He went across the room to grab it and started firing. Yeah. And I was like, I know that didn't spook you, Alex. I don't know why you did this.
Yeah, no, his instincts are just awful. I played football against the sucker one time, and as soon as someone did a friendly, gentle, jovial pass across the pitch to him, he just 180'd, sprinted towards his own goalkeeper and just own goaled. A real scorcher, by the way.
Wow.
Back of the net, top right. Keeper didn't see it coming, but granted, his team were then one down.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound like an impulsive move.
No.
That's not really a flinch. That's like a premeditated, pretty well planned out. Yeah, I'm not sure.
A flinch rhymes, so.
But flinch rhymes, so we'll call him the flinch.
And thank you, lastly but not leastly, to Austin P. Carlson.
Austin P. Carlson. P as in his middle name, not P for paranormal.
No, it wouldn't be paranormal.
Austin P. Seeson. C for Carl, not conspiracy. P.
Or confused.
Or confused. Sorry, no. Now I'm confused. I'm pretty confused here. What was his first name?
Pretty C.
Not pretty C. What was it? Sorry.
O for Austin.
O. As in, it's A, Austin. What's his name? A. As in, A, it's A for Austin.
My nose is bleeding, by the way.
Our paranormal conspiracy. Austin. Wait, is it really Austin? Is his first name Austin?
Yes.
Austin, thank you for your contribution, or your C for contribution. Not conspiracy or confusing. We really appreciate your S support.
For the P, Patreon.
Don't say P, because that sounds like paranormal. Thank you so much, everyone who has subscribed on Patreon. If you haven't got your S out yet for shout out, don't worry, it's coming very S soon. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode. We had a blast recording it. And we can't wait to be back next Tea Tuesday for a brand new P Paranormal Tea Tale. GB, goodbye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.